It's frightening to me to know the manipulation of the weather is being engineered to devastate people, devastate our fellow man. This is the UN's military. It's not George Bush's military. Our military is not our military any longer. They're setting up bases overseas. They're closing bases in America. It's obvious what's being done and directed here, listeners. It's the total UN takeover of the world. It has to be done here because this is the armed population of America that is very, very awake and alert and aware in many respects. Martial law will be declared throughout this country when the next event happens under the guise of terrorism. What happens when martial law happens? All rights are taken from you. Every right that you thought you had, you don't have anymore. I think we have a partnership with Russia and China to bring about a new world communist order. Not a new world order, but a new world communist order. All 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto being implemented here. The 45 communist goals being implemented here. The U.S. code stating that communism is a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. Communist Party USA, alive and well. Communism in Iraq being engineered and put in place by the coalition forces. The U.S. Defense Secretary Cohen expresses concern about eco-terrorism using scalar electromagnetic weapons. Quote, listen to this, listeners. Others, meaning terrorists, are engaging in even an eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts, end quote. That is Secretary of Defense William Cohen in April 1997 at the counterterrorism conference sponsored by the former Senator Sam Nunn. So on July 4th, 1976, the KGB began its massive and continuing weather engineering over North America. It continues to this day. So the anomalous weather everyone is worrying about is going to stay anomalous. In fact, it's going to get a bit worse. There's a whole war going on out there. Weather modification is a reality. They did weather modification during the Vietnam War. It was disclosed by the Weather Channel at one time. The whole system and setup in place was engineered years ago. And here we are in 2005, not knowing we're in a war right now. Thinking this is an act of God where this happened. Well, it's time we stopped this game, listeners. It's time we stopped this game of accepting what we're being told. The devastation down here is just the precursor of the devastation where you live. Wherever you may be, weather manipulation can be done on us. This disaster in New Orleans is a test case for building sustainable communities. It has to be this way. The relocation of populations will be done. And why so many people are sick and ill today? Because of vaccinations. This is paramount. Weather modification is paramount, listeners. They will continue to do these weather anomalies on the world. I certainly believe that Hurricane Katrina was engineered and steered. If they can move them, they can move them away from harm's way. We're in a war right now. We're in a silent war using silent weapons. When a silent weapon is applied gradually to the public, listeners, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, which is psychological via economic directions, becomes too great and they crack up.